waking up with Johnny and Megan on 98.3 The Coast.
Well, good morning. Just about 7:30 and looking like a pretty decent day. Cloudy, there is a chance for some scattered rain, high near 77. Looks like tonight's going to be much of the same. Cloudy skies with lows down to right about 68. It's about 67 right now, and we've been telling you guys, hey, big announcement. There's a big announcement. There's a big announcement. We've said big announcements about the big announcement. So I guess I'll give you the floor on this one, because it's unless you want to tag team this big announcement.
This is hard. I don't have any prepared statements.
Well, I'm here for you.
Are you here for me, John? This is going to be like therapy. I might need a tissue.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been at the coast for almost 2 years. I started 2 years ago on this first day that my kids started school.
Right.
And my kids are going back to school in 2 weeks. And I have decided to leave the morning show. Oh, just
come on, man.
I know, I'm sorry.
Why are you telling me this now?
That's a lie. I told you this like 2 weeks ago. I have had the most amazing time on the coast. I never thought of myself as a radio person. I never saw this as being part of my life's path. Mm-hmm. But gosh, you know, morning show life is rough for a mom. Like, this is mom prime time. And during the school year, especially, there's a lot of, you know, I told you last year about some very stressful mornings when one kid would miss the bus, and then told them. In fact, my son the other day said, so now if we miss the bus, you won't tell us we ruined your whole day, will you? And I was like, ouch.
I remember sometimes where you were just like, either I need to leave or I need to tell these kids just to figure it out.
Right. Like, I don't know what to do because my morning is so delicate right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we made it work. You guys were super flexible and it worked. And I think I'm just ready to like go out on a high note before you start drawing mustaches on my picture on the side of the van. I don't know. Is it a low note? I hope it's a low note.
No, I think this is good.
Okay, good. Well, I want to come back. I want to hang out. I still want to pop in and, you know, be like here with you every now and then, because I'm going to miss you. Like, you've been the person I've hung out with more than anybody else for 2 years.
That's true.
And unfortunately, you have to say the same about me. So now.
No, I hang out. That's why I don't have you come to my house, because we already spend 3-4 hours together every single day.
See, now we can start hanging out on the weekends. Why do you have that look on your face? You look terrified.
I mean, I guess we could.
So the upshot is I'll be here for another 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm going to ride out the rest of the summer. And on the day my kids go back to school, I'm just going to be school mom in the morning again. I kind of forgot like what that was like.
Wow. It's kind of like when a superhero retires.
Yes, I do. I feel like I'm Iron Man, like blowing up my suit at the
and
end.
You're just like, I guess I'm just plain old.
Like, I'm just going to throw my, you know, my microphone and my headphones up in the air, and I don't have a gun, but
blow them up with
like some firecrackers or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah. It sounds a little dramatic. I didn't like that when Iron Man did it, so I'm not going to do it.
No,
either,
don't do that. Well, man,
I know. Sorry, guys. It sounds like kind of a bummer, but you've got big plans. You're going to continue on as Johnny.
I will continue on
company.
As Johnny. I will be Johnny.
You will still continue to be Johnny even without Megan. Yeah.
Right.
And you're going to have local people come on and
the greatest show ever.
And you've got
somebody miss out on all of it.
It's going to be like the greatest show on earth, only better than that movie, The Greatest Show on Earth.
Exactly.
That movie really wasn't that good.
Exactly.
But you're going to have like local people, and you're going to change up some of the segments
little changes. It's not going to change up people's mornings too much.
No.
I don't want to
derail everyone. Right.
I've been here for, I don't even know how long, a while.
Your whole life.
And I like doing it, and it is rough, I will say, even though I don't have kids.
But you have a dog, and I bet he'd like you to be snuggling with him.
He would
right
love
now.
For me to be snuggling with him right now. But we'll talk a little more about this in just a little bit. But give us a call, 934-9830. We'd love to hear from you. And there's cloudy skies here in the studio today.
Mm. Oh, gosh. I like what you did there.
Thank you. I'm like Eeyore right now, because if you missed it, made a big announcement about Megan. You're leaving the show.
I am. I'm moving. I like to think of it as moving on to other parts of my life that I've maybe put on the back burner.
So is this a it's not you, it's me situation? So,
yeah, remember how we talked about it's not you, it's me?
Oh, man.
But in this case, it really isn't you. It's totally me. So the time I said
that's
actually
what they all say.
It's actually always when you say it's not you, it's me, it's actually always you. In this case, this is the one exception. It's actually not you.
Well, I totally understand. I think it's a good, every reason for leaving the show is, I think, very important.
Yes.
Obviously, family and all the, and just life itself.
Life itself. I realize, Johnny.
The juggle.
Just because I can do all the things doesn't mean I should.
I think you're smart about that.
One of those life lessons, right? Kind of hit me in the face.
I think that is a good life lesson for everybody.
Yeah.
Is there's so many people, even people that work in this building, people that are are all around, that they try to do everything and try to make everybody happy and try to get all things done. And you really, when it all boils down to it, you just can't.
You
got to take a step back and say, all right, what are my irons in the fire?
Yeah.
What are the priorities I have to?
There's a saying about putting the big rocks in the jar first or something, because then that's how you fit in the small rocks. I don't remember. It's a saying, okay?
They're all big rocks to me because I have little hands.
We did already get a call, someone asking if they'll be replacing me, and the answer is not immediately.
Not immediately. I kind of treat it much like a breakup.
Yes.
I need a little time.
Yeah.
To just look at things.
Reorient yourself.
And find myself.
You do. You know what, Johnny? You should take a macrame class during this difficult
time. My mom can teach me. She knows how.
Yeah, learn how to macrame. And maybe, I don't know, do some oil paintings. And
grow my hair out.
You need to get in touch with Johnny, and then you'll know what to do. Then you're going to know what to do.
Do more yoga?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It centers the mind. It calms the brain.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So the long and the short of it, Megan is going to be leaving the show probably here in a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks. I don't even know.
It'll be the weekend, and the Friday before school starts, which will be almost exactly 2 years from since I started. So,
and any other questions that people have about what's going to happen? Obviously, I'll be here. I'm not going to go anywhere.
Johnny's not going anywhere.
Mainly because they told me I can't leave.
You are not allowed to leave. No,
I'm actually chained to the desk.
I noticed that thing around your ankle. I was going to ask about it, but I didn't want to be rude.
You haven't asked about it for 2 years.
Just now seems like the time.
By the way, before I leave, why are you chained to the desk?
Yeah, why is that happening? A thing? Is that why I never see you outside the station?
But as far as that, I mean, we may be someday in the search for the next big star of the coast.
Yeah, you too might get your face on a van. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. By the way, we got to take your face off the van.
I'm sorry. Hey, I never told anyone to put my face on a van. So I'm not taking responsibility
for that.
If
anybody has suggestions on what we should put in Megan's place, whether we should just...
I think you should put an enormous, like, donut.
Should we just put a smiley face?
Just put a donut over my face. Then you could be, like, cuddling up with the donut.
I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah, I think you should do that.
Yeah, back-to-back with a donut?
Yeah.
That's been a dream of mine. you can always give us a call, 934-9830.